Welcome to the Language Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 Months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I wanted to give you guys a travel update. I am, of course, in South America, as I have been all year long, and I actually have 3 big travel projects this year. So I mentioned one of them in a previous episode, and that one is to travel to all Brazilian states, hopefully by the end of this year. And as this episode goes live tomorrow, I'll be on my way to my 17th state. There are 26 plus a federal district. And my 17th state will be Mato Grosso do Sul. I'll be there for about a week and a half. And then I'll be back to Brazil again a few months after I'll be going on to other travel projects so I can continue for my final 9 states of Brazil. So I'm really looking forward to that because, as you guys know, Brazil is my favorite country. So it's about time I got to know the entire country so I could talk about with a bit more experience. My second project is to make my way from the Atlantic Ocean, having started in Rio de Janeiro, and make my way all the way to the Pacific Ocean entirely by bus. So I am recording this live from, at the moment, I'm in a place called Cuiabá, which is the geodesic center of South America. So it's the exact center of the entire continent. And I'm going to be going towards Argentina through Paraguay first, as I leave Brazil through Foz do Iguaçu, which is a very famous waterfall, and then make my way through Argentina westward, through the Andes and into Chile, all of this by bus. And I wanted to use this opportunity to really get to see the many stops on the way and to see a different side of the country. And of course, to be able to travel as deeply as I possibly can to as many places as I can with as little a carbon footprint as I can, because I do take some long haul flights. This year, I won't be taking any except possibly to get back to Ireland for Christmas at the end of the year. So I really wanted to do this as light as I could, and public transport by bus is a very good means of doing that. So I'm getting to know every single major city on my path, and it's also going to be a chance for me to see a country like Argentina that I've been to before, but I unfortunately never got out of Buenos Aires. So this time I'm going to see that country much deeper, and I'm going to get to see the countries of Paraguay and Chile that I've never visited before. So all of that by bus, and I cannot wait. Now, I will have to take a flight from Chile to Peru, possibly stopping in Bolivia first to get to know that country. But the reason I'm going to Peru is because my third travel project of this year is to do the entire Amazon River by boat. This has been a personal wish of mine for a very, very long time. I've been in Brazil many times and I've never been to the Amazon. So if I wanted to do it, I wanted to do it in style. So the Amazon River starts in Peru near a town called Iquitos. And I'll be picking it up from there, and I'll have to get there by plane. But after that, I'll be back into more carbon-friendly travels as I go by boat, and then go off the Amazon River a couple of times to explore some tangential cities, which I'll be taking buses to get to, and then get back on the Amazon River because I want to have completed the entire Amazon all the way from where it begins to where it ends back on the Atlantic Ocean. And I'll be taking my time. I think you can do the trip in just a couple of weeks, but I'm going to be spending a few months because I'll be making multiple stops and be taking my time in those stops to truly get to know the Amazon. And it's going to be a very interesting adventure because these boats, they are not like your typical cruise ships of pure comfort and modern conveniences. It's going to be roughing it. And it's another reason why I can split it up, because I can rough it for just like 2 days, and then I'll stop in a town and I can sleep in a real bed, catch up, get to know the locals, and then rough it again for another couple of days. So that way I split the thing up. Some people, who, when they do this trip, they go from beginning to end, staying on the boat the entire time. That's not quite what I'll be doing, because I do want to get to know the places on the way. But yeah, as you can imagine, this has been on my bucket list for a very, very long time, to get to know all Brazilian states, to travel the entire Amazon River by boat, and to make my way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean entirely by bus, getting to know brand new countries that, for me, I've never been to before along the way. And obviously, this is going to require me switching between various different dialects, like between the different Brazilian states as I've been going to. I had to learn a few little tricks, various expressions they have, and turns of phrases and switches in their dialect, between Portuguese dialects, obviously. But I'm now going to have to relearn and learn for the first time Spanish dialects. So I've been in Argentina before. I learned many things about Argentine Spanish that I truly enjoy, like their use of the word boss for you. I really like that. I learned that conjugation separately. But there's lots of new things I'm going to have to learn with the Spanish from Paraguay, the Spanish from Chile, potentially Bolivia. And that's going to be its own separate project for me. Obviously, my Spanish is already at a very high level, but these are brand new countries for me, and I want to make sure I am learning as well as I can their dialects. And this is, all of these projects taken together, is essentially the entire year for me. I'm spending this whole year in South America to complete these three projects. And I'm having the adventure of a lifetime, but it's also definitely far from the lap of luxury. Like, a lot of these buses I'm taking have very flexible definitions of what a bed seat is like, because some buses are actually quite comfortable. You can sleep really well on them. But some, they define a bed as, you know, you can only recline the seat a little bit, and that's not quite as comfortable. The last bus I was on was 17 hours, and it was not the best seat. I mean, it was comfortable as a seat, not comfortable as a bed. But that's part of the adventure, and I am getting to know many places that I wouldn't get to know otherwise. The only other way that you could do something like this, to this level of intensity, without this level of comfort, would be to get flights between these places. But there aren't any flights between these places. Like, in Brazil, the only way to get from one city to the other is actually to always fly through the capital, Brasilia. So you would have to go very far out of your way. And obviously, again, that's going to give you a very big carbon footprint. So I'm going quite directly between these places, and I'm having very interesting experiences getting to know the locals as I go along. And I can't wait for the rest of this year. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I wanted to wait till I was ready and feeling up for a big travel adventure. And that's what this year is all about for me. So I figured I'd share that with you as an update. I hope you guys enjoy these travel updates as well as my language updates. You can, of course, follow me on all my social media to check out how I'm doing. And again, if you guys missed the recent episode, I was sharing a language tool to save money for people who want to get language lessons. So do check that out. That is going to be available at languagehacking.com/AI. Very interesting AI-based language tool where you can converse with your teacher, but obviously for a much more affordable rate compared to what you would be paying on a per lesson basis with a spoken teacher. So it's something I do recommend you check out at languagehacking.com/AI. But otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, I wish you all a very happy language learning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. Theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening and happy language learning.